try to give a very short version of the history of this area. The stadium was built to be about 40, 41,000, which every stadium in America today, other than Yankee Stadium, that they sort of shoot for somewhere between 38 and 41. That seems to be the sweet spot for a baseball team. Well, Jerry and Charlie figured they'd had so much success over at Mile High that we couldn't live with a 41,000 seat stadium. And so this was added. The rock pile was added, and as we all know, over the last 10 years, other than perhaps 10 times a year, or in 07 when the playoffs and the World Series, these seats really weren't used. Looking out our door before a game, during a game, after a game, and seeing all these rooftops out there just plugged full of young adults, we thought, is there a chance that we could do something like this? With the demographics of what we got going on in Colorado and the number of people and young people that love to hang out downtown, we thought, let's take a chance at this. The rooftop, the deck, Dick's Deck, people have called it, whatever they want to call it. Right now, it's the rooftop. We have two partners so far here, Chubb Burger, and then the Tavern, which is a bar that is 52 feet, 80 inches long, that serves 50, I believe, craft beers. This is a little cabana area. We wanted to hide the escalator as much as possible. So we've got a little fire pit there.
All right, here's Carlos Lando evaluating the taps here at the rooftop.
They've got Avery IPA, and they've got... looks like the Great Divide, both Titan and DPA, which is the signature brands for Great Divide. Dale's is up there. And, of course, they got the Sandlot because they make that here. There's one there I haven't seen before, Sandlot Batters IPA. The Sandlot is owned by Coors, but these brewers here operate separately. These are like, we let these guys, we don't mess with them, you know. They have nothing to do, really, with the Coors Brewery in Golden.
Right, two, you let them fire.
Yeah!
A case of Wheaties.
People say, why would you do something like that? It's not baseball tradition. Well, you know, there's a lot of these people that never come to a baseball game because maybe they don't like baseball. Or maybe they just would rather party than go to a baseball game. So you have some 25-year-old kid that's really never been interested in baseball, but he comes here because that's where the girls are, or that's where the happening is. And he's here, and he's back there talking to a bunch of people, and all of a sudden, there is a tremendous roar from the stands. And he wanders over and says, what's going on? And he sees the excitement on the field. Guys high-fiving, people standing and cheering. And all of a sudden, maybe this guy says, you know what, this isn't a bad game. I'm gonna keep this in mind. And he comes back here many times. And then he finds some gal that he decides to marry. They move out to the suburbs. They have some kids. And all of a sudden, he comes in and says, you know what? I'm going to take my kids. They're going to have a chance to be a baseball fan.
I mean, baby, do you know the game? I mean, baby.
Greg Fiesel says, you know, we're sun farmers. When we got good sun and the team's playing competitively, we have good crowds. So, yeah, we got 81 shots at it, hopefully 93 this year.
And you hit ball, I throw.